It's called Watermelon Sugar. I was speaking earlier saying I was going to get Lazarus Man, and such a talented artist doing amazing things. We were just speaking, bro, about The Weeknd and how crazy it was.
I barely made it.
Well, good for you, man. Good to be busy, right? I mean, happy to be gigging. You're all over Johannesburg, all over Pretoria this past weekend. For people who wouldn't know, I mean, the kind of space and lane that you're in as somebody who's an artist, somebody that who creates music, and what kind of, where do you sort of see yourself fitting into the landscape?
It's weird because I started out like doing traditional spoken word at cafes and theaters, but I always had this love for like dance music. So the idea was really just to amalgamate the same sort of ideas together. So I didn't want to get to a point where, you know, a lot of the spoken word didn't have meaning within dance music. People just said stuff.
Right.
Move your body, dance. You know, so I wanted to add like that element of spoken word strongly onto that. So that's benefited me quite well. So now I can do like, I can play sets and then do poems.
Right.
Yeah. In the club.
And it's a cool show. You should check it out if you ever get the chance to see Lazarus Man perform. And I guess, I suppose, given the fact that you've made content important, is probably why you're getting approached to do certain kinds
of projects. People are able to resonate with the music on an emotional level, which for me is even more exciting. You know, people coming back quoting lines from the songs, like, because that's what it is. Like in hip hop, we quote certain lines, but we don't do that with dance music sometimes, you know. So I'm glad to see people starting to like live the ethos of the stuff that I write. So that's dope.
Let's talk about World Hearing Day being tomorrow. There's this campaign that I got made aware of a while ago, like almost a good 6 months ago at least, that Lazarus Man is involved with, and it's sort of powered by MTN. And the whole idea behind it is, imagine this world in which you are hard of hearing, you have some kind of hearing loss, and you suffer an emergency, right? Like, so for me, even, we know it's difficult. Like if I'm in an accident or something happens at home, or I need to contact the police, whatever the case might be, I pick up the phone and I do it, right? But I mean, imagine, and this is where the campaign comes in, right? Like, imagine you can't do that.
Yeah, totally. And it's well, because we never think of that. Like, we never thought of like what do people who are hard of hearing do in case of like an emergency. Like you can dial, I mean, the numbers that we dial, everyone knows the famous 911, which I guess is that fact. We have that option. What do they do in that instance? And I think like when the campaign came about, we needed a clever way to sort of communicate that, and we didn't want it to be like just this message that it goes out. So
yeah.
I was tasked by Magenta TBWM and MTN as well to try and create something interesting. So we created like a track and people said to me like the other day, like, how do you create a song that deaf people can hear? And I was like, I know it sounds like a paradox.
Sure.
But
yeah,
the point was like I wrote the piece, then had to, and it was all like in a space of like a week, wrote the piece, had to learn the sign and then perform the sign in a video. And then, yeah, which was incredibly difficult at the time because I'd never signed before.
It is difficult.
Yeah. You know, specifically because you just take it from like zero.
Yeah.
But then when I started to do it, I was like, wait a minute, actually there's a vibe here. And then the guys at Hey Papa Legend then produced a track that through vibrations, through by using the bass, you'd get the rhythm and the tempo of the song by just feeling it. So through using the bass, they were able to sort of get people to sort of feel that. So that's how we were able to create a track that people could hear in a sense. And what was crazy to even drive people behind the idea is that we didn't put subtitles for the hearing people to show them the challenges
right.
of
yeah.
watching or seeing something
like that
you don't understand. So a lot of people are like, what are you saying here? What are the meanings? So I was like, imagine being like hard of hearing or deaf and not being able to do that. And that's where the message really came through powerfully.
And I mean, there's people who lobby and a lot of organizations are doing it as well to make sign language, African sign language specifically, a national language in this country because of the amount of people, and that number is growing. That have to communicate.
Yeah, I think it's something like 500,000 to like 600,000, and it's crazy how we're not paying attention to that. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things I was learning through the process as well is that it's not just about signing. There's also like a lot of emotion behind how you sign.
Yeah,
so
your facial expression.
Exactly, which is the same way thing we have with words and ourselves. So there's a lot of similarities that exist within what we're doing.
On a personal kind of level, I mean, obviously you would have spent a lot of time working with people from this community. Like,
mm-hmm.
did that? You found that shape changed a lot about how you think.
For me,
about
it was also like a learning curve as well, completely. I mean, I come from an industry that is based on being heard, like
totally.
On sound and hearing. You know, when we play music, that's that. So I was unnecessarily getting introduced to this whole new world completely. So that also was my growth as well. And it became so easy to become an advocate for it as well, because I got it. I see the points. I see how amazing it is as well. So, yeah.
Def Bars is, I suppose, the name of the project. That's also how you'd find this video, right, if you do just
want
to check it.
It's beautifully Def Bars, shot. Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool thing to watch. Who's the guy that you teamed up with on this as well, who sort of taught you the sign?
Yeah, so
he was I went to an event the other day and he was there.
Yeah, so what's crazy as well is that there's actually, like, because I mean I come from a whole slam poetry background, there's actually like a whole spoken word, you know, movement with
there.
signed
no kidding.
So that was crazy. So I thought it was like just guys, you know, getting their poems translated. No, people are able to write and retrofit, you know, spoken word so that it makes sense and signed. Because I was like, you know, how do you then get metaphysical languages? How do you get punchlines and similes and words across? But there's actually a really amazing way to do that, and there's shows like every weekend or something like that. So, and I think they're currently based at Wits, which is also quite interesting for me. So Homie came through because I did it, and everyone was like, yeah, some of your signs are off.
I've also tried to, by the way, and was told straight, like,
yeah,
dude, this is not good.
Yeah, yeah, there was like, your signs are off because your face is off, you know?
Right,
you say I love you, but you look angry.
Which happens.
Which happens. So I had to, so he came through, and then like, he did it, like, he delivered it really nicely, really well. So it shows the competence of someone who can sign and someone who can't as well. So that was fresh.
Go check it out. It's cool. What else is going on with you at the moment? I mean, you seem like you're a really, really busy dude.
Yeah, man. I think I've had like a really, like, I mean, the whole churn from Def Bars as well has brought a lot more attention in terms of what I do, and have been able to like release some really great tracks with some amazing artists from across the world. I recently did stuff with Book of Shade, and that was really amazing. And then, yeah, just traveling and playing. I'll be back like in Berlin like on the weekend.
Now this weekend, coming.
No, I think we're 2 weeks from now. Yeah, yeah. And then also, I've also got a residency with you guys here on Fridays with Carl Kasim.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah,
yeah,
and then just playing a whole lot more shows. It's Personal Picnic in 2 weeks' time. So it's really just everything just going well together. And I think just being able to have the opportunity to explore different platforms and avenues, like doing Def Bars, like, you know, working with various different artists, has definitely has had its benefits.
Well, I mean, I'm always going to punt whatever. The industry needs people that have got a good mind behind what they're doing, and that there's thought behind the art. And that's why I encourage you know what I mean? I think it's great. Lazarus, man, go follow this guy, check out the music. Also, by the way, if you're interested in what we're talking about as well, this MTN Emergency USSD service, you can check it out. It's pretty easy. *130*3272*29# is kind of the way in which you can log that in and find out more about it. But yeah, if you've got friends and people that are in the deaf community or hard of hearing, we're putting the spotlight on it all of this week, and this is a good way we thought we'd start it off.
Yeah, check out the video, see if you like it, spread the word, you know, get people talking, get people signing, you know. And also shout out to MTN for also like giving us that spot to go, yo, this is what we're doing, and giving us, you know, the ability to actually create something like this as well. So that's dope. Thank you to everyone for the love.
And thank you for coming through, man. I appreciate it. Maybe I'm damaged.